The Rambam writes at the end of Parak Aleph, Hilchos Deos, discussing the mitzvah of Ahalachta B'drachav, fashioning one's personality in accordance with those descriptions were given of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam writes, V'ketzed yargal adam atzman b'deos elu atchi kovubo. How does a person train himself with these character traits until they're firmly implanted, firmly embedded within him? Yaseh v'yishne v'yishalesh. He should repeat time and time again actions which reflect, which bespeak that character trait. She'osal p'yadeosam tzoyos v'yachsu b'hem tomid. And he should constantly reinforce them. So if a person is looking to cultivate the midah of generosity, of nedivus, so then a person has to give tzedakah time and time again. Just writing one check, the Rambam gives this example in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos of Hakol Lefi Rov HaMasa. Just writing one check is not going to train him. It's going to, it will, the contribution will be meaningful. But in terms of training the person, in terms of cultivating the personality, it requires the constant repetition, the constant reinforcement. Yasa v'yishna v'yishalish b'maisim she'osal p'yadeus emtzeos v'yachsu b'hem tamid. Then the Rambam says, ad she'yihyu ma'aseihem kalim alav, v'lo yir b'hem torach alav v'yikovu adeus b'nafsho. When does a person know that he's not only acting with generosity, but he's made himself into a generous person? When does a person know that he's not just acting with kindness and compassion, but he's made himself into a person who can be identified as a rachum, as a chanun? When the actions are natural, when they come easily. Implicit in what the Rambam tells us is that the process isn't easy. A person knows that he's achieved the goal when the ma'isim akalim olav. A person has, at that point, a person knows he's reached the finish line. Can't be complacent, needs to constantly reinforce in order to sustain it, but a person has attained his goal when the ma'isim akalim olav, when it's easy. Clearly, the process itself is formidable and challenging. The process itself requires consistent and concerted effort. Ultimately, it's ma'aseim kalim alav, but the process is not easy. Famously, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter commented that it's easier, relatively speaking, it's easier to make one's way through Shas than it is to change and correct one midah. The Mesilas Yesharim elaborates and expands upon the need for diligence and effort and exertion in Avodas Hashem. The context is he's talking about the second rung of the ladder of Avodas Hashem, the quality of Zrizus, of acting with alacrity. So after defining Zrizus, after telling us how a person cultivates Zrizus, so then Ramchal also identifies those forces or qualities which could negate or offset or undermine Zrizus. Hine mafside hazrizus heim magdile ha'atzla. Those forces and attitudes which threaten to undermine and preclude zrizus, alacrity, are those which increase laziness, indolence. V'hagodol shebekulam. And the most potent of these forces and factors, says Ramchal, who bakoshas hamanucha, wanting comfort, who bakoshas hamanucha hagufanis, looking for physical comfort, sinas ha-torach, hating, despising exertion, va'ahavas ha-idunim, and enjoying indulgence and pleasure. Says Ramchal, kihine odom kozeh, a person who is characterized by bakoshes hamnuchos, hagufanis, etc. A person who is characterized that way, vaday shetichbat olav avodah lefnei boro kovid gadol. Avodas Hashem is going to be something incredibly onerous for such a person. Ramchal says, let me give you a for instance. Kimisha yirta lechol achilosov b'chol hayishu v'hamenucha. Person wants to eat every meal very slowly. V'lishon shnasa b'lo torad. Person doesn't want to set an alarm clock in the morning. Apologize for that anachronistic example. A person who just wants to wake up on his own, whatever time that may be. The yima'ein laleches imlo le'ito. He only wants to stroll. He doesn't want to have to run and break a sweat. Hine yiksha alav lahashkim lebate kinesios baboker. It's going to be very difficult for him to make it to minyan in the morning. Olakatze besudasam meitulas amincha beno abayim, or to interrupt a late lunch because it's almost shkia, it's time to daven mincha. Olotzeis l'dvar mitzvim lo yiha eiz boru. Kol shekein lemaher atzma l'divrei mitzvah ol Talmud Torah. Or if I have a chavusa waiting for me at 8 o'clock in the Beis Medrash, I have a commitment to be there, to honor that commitment, to be there punctually. It's going to require exertion if I'm characterized, again, by this bakoshes hamenucha gufanis, looking for physical comfort and ease and always looking to avoid exertion. I'm not going to get to the Beis Medrash on time for Mechavusa. But until now, Ramchal just spoke about difficulty. But now listen to this next line, which is really a very, very remarkable insight of Ramchal. Umishim margil atzmal minhagos ha'eila. If a person allows himself to become habitual, these become his habits. Einenu odon ba'atzma lasos hepech ze kishayirza. A person is not going to be able to flip a switch and overcome that second nature which he cultivated. Ki kvar nesa ritzonu b'masa ha-hergel ha-nesa tavasheni. He's imprisoned by that second nature which he's cultivated. What's the counterpoint to this? Says Ramchal, v'omnam tzarech sheyeda ha-odam. A person has to know, ki lo l'minucha hu ba'olam hazeh. A person didn't come to this world to rest. Ela l'omal v'torach. A person came to this world to work, to exert himself, herself. V'lo yinag ba'atzmo. A person should conduct himself ela minag ha'polim ha'osim melocha etzel maskireihem. A person has to conduct himself in this world like a day laborer does on the job. Ki inyan masha hoyu omer agiri diyoma anan. Chazal say, that's what we are. We're day laborers for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukederech yotzei hatzovah b'maruch oseihem, like soldiers going out to battle, asher achilosem b'chipazon v'sheinosem arai. There's always a sense of urgency. There's a sense that there's something pressing that needs to be attended to. V'omdim tamid muchonim. V'alzeh ne'mar ki odom la'omol yulad. Chazal tells us that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, which intimates that the relationship in this world between the Sheshes Yimei HaMa'aseh and Shabbos foreshadows or parallels to a certain degree the relationship between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The relationship between the weekdays and Shabbos is Sheshes Yamim Tavar Vasisa Kol Melachtacha, and Shabbos is Shabbos Vayinafash. And that, Ramchal is telling us, is the same relationship between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. I think when we learn the halach and the Rambam in Hilchos Deyos, when we review this passage in Maseil Seshorim, so if we're honest with ourselves, the truth is we find ourselves sort of recoiling. This doesn't really resonate with us. And I'm not sure how receptive we are to such sources in our Masorah. And yet, if for a moment we could try to be objective, if I think about Ramchal's Adam La'omel Yulad as a directive for you rather than for me, so then, thinking about it dispassionately, the truth is that it's intuitive. Let's say, Moshel Ma'adav Adome. Let's say a person has a doctor's appointment, goes into the doctor, and then the doctor, maybe before he, she begins the examination, or simultaneously while conducting the examination, is schmoozing with the patient. And the doctor says, you know, I didn't work particularly hard in medical school, nor in residency. I took lots of days off. So I think anyone who finds himself in that position is going to retreat as hastily as possible. You want a doctor who worked hard in medical school. If we're consulting a doctor, we want the doctor to have worked hard in medical school. We want him to have worked hard as a resident, because to master a field of medicine, that requires hard work. It doesn't come by coasting. It doesn't come through what Ramchal describes as bakashas hamenucha hagufanes v'sinas hatorach. So if mastering a field of medicine or any discipline requires consistent, concerted effort and exertion, does mastering oneself, perfecting oneself, striving to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should we really expect that should come more easily? That there we should just be able to coast to those goals? So if, again, when we step back, it is so intuitive, so how come when we hear it, it sort of grates on us, and we're tempted to dismiss it as being extreme? Never underestimate the influence or the degree of influence that our surroundings have upon us. Our society prizes comfort. Whether it prizes comfort even more than pleasure, I don't know. But if it's not more than pleasure, it's certainly a close second. And comfort, ease, part of the American dream is comfort, ease. But that sense of ease and comfort of just, again, strolling and coasting, what that represents is the antithesis of what Ramchal is telling us about Zrizus, is the antithesis of the mandate of Adam La'omel Yulad. This hashpah to which we're subjected, unless we are very conscious of it, and I was going to say no pun intended, but that wouldn't be totally honest. unless we work hard to resist that hashpah, is something which also carries over in terms of our hasogis, our notions and goals in terms of chinuch habonim v'habonos. As Rabbi Stein said so eloquently, so well, of course the Dagesh Chazak has to be on the Ahava, and the Dagesh Chazak has to be on the nurturing and the inspiring. But all of that still allows to challenge our children within that framework of love and nurturing, to have that they should set for themselves lofty goals and ambitions, spiritual goals and ambitions, which requires hard work. Not chas v'shalom in a way that's heavy-handed, not chas v'shalom in a way that's overbearing, not in a way that dilutes an iota, again, that framework and emphasis upon the love and the nurturing. But we can love our children, love our students, and still challenge them, and still push them. Inextricably intertwined with the need for hard work is the need for self-sacrifice. The Rambam concludes the first book of Mishneh Torah, Sefer Hamada, with Hilchos Tshuva, with the last halacha begins as follows. Dava yadua uborur. This is something that's well known, says the Rambam. No one challenges it, and it's something which is just so self-evidently true. Its truth is so compelling. Dava yadua uborur she'ein avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikshares belibo shel adam ad sheyishke bo tomid karo'i. To pursue Avas Hashem, and Avas Hashem is a mitzvah that's incumbent upon all of us. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha is a universally binding mitzvah. It's not intended for some aristocratic elite. It's intended for all of us. The Rambam says, Avas Hashem, devotion to, dedication to, the aspiration for, the pursuit of Avas Hashem requires sacrifice. Without sacrifice, a person cannot pursue, cannot develop, cannot move towards that goal of Avas Hashem. Similarly, when the Rambam describes a person looking to attain the highest levels of Talmud Torah, again, he speaks of the indispensable sacrifice. Mishenaso libo, a person who's inspired, l'kayim mitzvah zo karo'ila, to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as befits Talmud Torah. Once a person realizes the preciousness, the beauty, the sweetness, the sacredness of the Torah, and he realizes what attention the mitzvah deserves, so lo yasiach daito ledvarim acher, a person won't allow himself to be distracted, v'lo yasim al libo sheyikna Torah im ha'osha v'hakovet ka'achas. A person shouldn't entertain the fiction that I'm going to be able to acquire Torah on its highest level and simultaneously amass wealth and be concerned with social prestige and social standing. Kachi Darko Shel Torah, and the Rambam goes on to quote from Parakinyan Torah. Avodas Hashem challenges us to work hard, and implicit in that is the corollary that Avodas Hashem requires a willingness to sacrifice. That there is another overall orientation that defines a Jew. Not only this commitment to work hard, not only this commitment to sacrifice as appropriate, but a Jew has to have she'ifas. A Jew has to have aspirations. A Jew has to dream big. A Jew has to have she'ifas, aspirations. There is a very famous comment in the Tana Devei Eliyahu. We're told that Yiyu Omim Kol Echad VeEchad. And again, notice the emphasis. Kol Echad VeEchad. It's speaking to every one of us. Kol Echad VeEchad. No singling out of some individuals. No, Yiyu Omim Kol Echad VeEchad. Mosai Yagiyu Masai. When will my actions reach the level l'maseh avam Yitzchak v'Yaakov, to the actions of the others, right? As children, so we like to imitate, like to emulate our parents. The little boys put on the father's jacket and hat, and the little girls put on the mother's shoes and the mother's sheitel. It's a natural feeling, a natural expression that a person wants to follow in the footsteps of his parents. And Chazal tell us, that's right, the Rebbe Shalom embedded that within us, but that desire and that aspiration should not only be one's personal parents, but Masai Yagim Masai V'Masai Avam Yitzchak V'Yaakov. A Jew knows what the Rambam tells us in Perikei Hilchos Tshuva, when the Rambam is talking about the Yisod of Bechira Chofshes, how we have free will. So the Rambam says, don't listen to that foolishness that people say where they talk about predetermination. He says it's not true. Ein adav v'kein, but rather kol odom v'odom, every again, that same emphasis, the kol odom v'odom, every individual, rotli lo, has the potential lios tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu or Rosh Kiravim. We can't equal Moshe Rabbeinu's level of prophecy, but we can match his level of righteousness. That's the potential that every Jew has. And Memela, those are the aspirations that every Jew is supposed to have. Masai Yagim Masai, V'Masai Avam Yitzchak V'Yaakov. And the truth is, that dreaming big, aspiring, is something a person does naturally. The only question, the question is not whether a person dreams or aspires. Adrabe, if we see someone who doesn't dream, doesn't aspire, it strikes us as being anomalous. The question is, in what direction those dreams and those aspirations are taken, how it's channeled, but it's deeply embedded in the human persona to want more, to dream, to aspire. I think one of the Chachmei Umos HaOlam once said a very nice what. He said, why is it, he says, young people are always talking about their dreams and plans for the future. And old people, that's not meant disparagingly, because I include myself in that category, reminisce. Why doesn't anyone just stay in the present? The young people, no, they're always talking about their dreams and plans for the future. And older people, they're always reminiscing. Why doesn't anyone just stay in the present? So he said, because a person always wants more. The present can't contain a person. A person's always looking for more. It's natural to aspire. It's natural to have a longing. Ramchal talks about this early in Mesilas Yesharim. He says, sometimes people want to sort of avoid what we were talking about, to avoid the diligence and exertion in Olam Hazeh. And they'll say, Lamana Yageya Atzmeinu b'chol kach chasidus v'pishus. Why do we have to push ourselves? Why do we have to tax ourselves? Halo dai lanu shelo niya meharisham hanidonim b'gehenim. No, we don't have to have a front row seat in Gan Eden. As long as we get into the bleachers, that's good enough. So the Ramchal goes on to say, but look, he says, look at how you conduct yourself in this world. Anyone's really content with that kind of minimalism in this world? A person naturally has she'ifas. We just have to make sure that the she'ifas reflect the neshama shenasata v'tahorehi. When one embarks on avodas Hashem, the she'ifas come naturally. The Rambam writes that when one begins Hechi aderech la'avosu v'yirosu b'shoshi yizboni ha'odom b'masu v'buav ha'niflaim ha'gedolim. When a person reflects upon the handiwork, the creation of the Ribbono Shel Olam, wondrous and great, v'yir mehen chochmosu she'em la'erech v'lokeitz, and he glimpses the infinite, inestimable wisdom, so miyad hu oev u'mishabech u'mefoyev, he's enthralled, he praises, he glorifies, u'misave taiva gedola, and he has this tremendous taiva, this tremendous tshuka, this tremendous desire, this tremendous longing, this aspiration, leida Hashem ha'godol, kamo she'omer David, soma nafshi le'lokim le'kel choy. And that's a taiva, it's a longing, it's a craving, it's a thirst that's unquenchable. It accompanies a person throughout his life. The Rambam returns, and again, to the example and the model of David HaMelech. The Rambam says that Olam Haba, the greatness of Olam Haba, which Chazal depict metaphorically as being Nana Miziv Ashchina, as enjoying, basking in the radiance of the Shechina. So what does that metaphor represent? So the Rambam says, Umahu zeh she'omu Nana Miziv Ashchina, she'yodin u'masigin me'amitas HaKadosh Baruch u'mashenim yodim v'hem beguf ha'ofel v'hashofel. It represents a level and degree of Yediyas Hashem, and therefore Kivas Elokim, which is not possible in this world. And then on the heels of that, the Rambam says Kama, there are different girsos in the next word, but they all express the same idea. Kama Koma David V'hisava L'chaya Olam Haba. How much did David HaMelech yearn and crave and desire Chaya Olam Haba? Shenema Lulei Hamanti Liros B'tuv Hashem Be'eretz Chayim. We're supposed to work hard. We're supposed to be willing to sacrifice. And we're supposed to have very, very lofty aspirations and goals within our avodas Hashem, and again, that's kol echad ve'echad, kol adam ve'adam. But to conclude, perhaps, just by identifying that there is a very central dialectic within a life of avodas Hashem. It's true, it can't be avoided, and therefore we shouldn't look to avoid that initially there is Torah. The Rambam says the end of the route is Yiyu Maseim Kalma Lav Lo Yiyah Bohem Torah. Initially, there is difficulty, there are formidable challenges. Sheva Yipol Tzadik, there are setbacks. But the dialectic is that ultimately there's Torah, but the Torah gives way to a sense of naturalness. Avas Hashem, we saw the Rambam says, requires tremendous sacrifice. Ultimate sacrifice. Yazov kol masha ba'olam chutz mimena. One couldn't depict sacrifice in bigger terms than that. And yet, that self-sacrifice certainly leads, ultimately, to self-fulfillment. The shleimus ha'amiti, the fulfillment of a person, the perfection that a person attains, is through that dveikus b'Hashem, which the ohev Hashem has. So we're called on to work out, and we're called upon to make sacrifices, and we can never be complacent, we can never rest upon our laurels, because Masai Yagim Masai L'Masai Avosai Avam Yitzhak and Yaakov. But we should know that all of that, the self-sacrifice, yields ultimately the self-fulfillment of the Dovka Nafshi Acharecha, of the Dveikus Vashem.
I was asked to provide a postscript to the sheer striving and stretching in Avodas Hashem, specifically to try to give some examples to help illustrate and concretize what it means to exert oneself in Avodas Hashem. Exertion can take different forms. Sometimes it means physical exertion. Sometimes when a person is learning at night, if he pushes himself, he can learn an extra 10, 15, however many minutes without compromising his ability to function and maximum capacity the next day. But it's not easy. It requires a push. It requires an exertion. In a similar vein, Friday night, often one is tired after a long, arduous work week, and it's not necessarily easy to go to shul and to daven b'tzibur. A person pushes himself, exerts himself, he makes that extra effort, he reaches down to go to shul. But there are other forms of exertion, not just physical. So to give another example, in terms of Talmud Torah, we all have our comfort level within Talmud Torah. What level we're comfortable learning, whether it's Chumash, or whether it's Mishnayos, or whether it's Gemara with Rashi. But there's always another level that we could take it to. But it's not easy. It's difficult, because since we're pushing ourselves beyond our comfort zone, even if we're ready to take that step, so certainly initially the learning is not going to be as enjoyable, it's not going to be as gratifying. It's going to take extra effort and extra investment before we see the payos, before we see the fruits of our labor. That's also a type of exertion within Avodas Hashem. But exertion is not limited to Talmud Torah. It's certainly very relevant in the realm of Tikkun HaMidos, in the realm of character development. Just to give a moshel, perhaps, let's say a person is on a diet, so it requires a lot of self-discipline. A person has to have a certain food that a person is eating, or certain quantities that a person is used to consuming, and a person has to really exercise an iron self-discipline in order to implement his diet. Same thing can be true in Tikkun HaMidos. Let's say I know when I look in the mirror, I know that that I get drawn, rachman l'tzlan, into machlokas. I get provoked, and then I lash out in response. It requires, again, it's a different type of exertion. It's not a physical exertion. But it requires an amola and a yegia to keep quiet, to not respond if it's not productive to do so. If responding will only be conducive to the exchange deteriorating into machlokas. That's also a form of amola and yegia. Trying to daven with kavana is for almost all of us not something that comes easily and naturally, and also requires, here it's a combination of mental effort, even the physical effort. There's a physical dimension to concentration as well. The exertion is a more than one level, but there too, to try to upgrade, to try to enhance our tefillah, to try to extend within the Shmoneh Esrei the point to which we're able to sustain kavana. These are obviously only intended as examples, because certainly when in terms of personal growth, so everyone has to translate what the amola and yigiyah means in his personal context, given ba'asher hushem, given where a person is holding in terms of tikkun hamidos, in terms of tefillah, in terms of his ben adam l'chaver, in terms of his learning. So what form that pushing and again that healthy pushing, that healthy exertion, obviously pushing and exertion can be overdone, and that's not what we're talking about, but that healthy pushing of boundaries, trying to take it to the next level, everyone has to translate that for himself or herself within the context of who the person is. And we have the Haftocha throughout that Habol Yitahem Masayin Asam.